You know, you should go out of the house for a while. Fuck! What the hell?
You should get out of the
house. You should fucking get out of the house right now!
That is great.
Hi, this is Mad Scientist as Willow. Scene 7? Actually, scene 5, episode 7.
Alright, I gotta try it just once while falling. Alright. Hope that I don't hurt myself, okay? Let's try this just once. See if I get seriously injured and come from there.
Ah!
Oh, you see? No, I already said, oh, there he is. Round one done.
That should do it.
Evil works in such marvelous ways.
Oh, well. It is a bit frilly for my taste, but I'll leave those decisions to you, Anya. Try a little less mush in my mouth.
Good, good. She just needs some rest. She'll be fine in no time. Thanks again for hanging out. Yes, we're gonna go hang out, watch some movies, maybe have a threesome. Oh, crap. Oh my god. I'm so delirious. What is wrong with me? Talking about threesomes now.
Friends of Anyanka? Friends of...
I can't believe I let you... God damn it, I can't even start.
Friends of Anyanka? How can such a creature with...
Alright, time for the willow.
I can't even use magic markers without making a miss... Concentrating on the voice makes it hard to read the lines.
Okay, I can do this line. I was at that.
If I'm a duckling, then he's a freaking hippopotamus. Can you believe it? Oh, whoa. Sorry.
Your connection to this... No.
Oh, I get it now.
It's a mouthful.
Clearly, you're having issues with being... I mean, that, that.
You want to sleep over tonight? I think there's a John Hughes marathon on. I know how you have a crush on... Yeah.
I was Magda, daughter of Yusuf.
Can we please focus on why Xander is now a not unreasonably attractive and homonymous? Thank you, Anya. Finally, someone who... blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Tara. Did I just say thank you, Anya, the first time? Lovely. Talking to myself.
What are you coming around here for? Oh, I mean, not like I don't like your company and all, but, you know, your bleeding prison guards don't want you to... I'm going to have to read that line again, so shit.
You don't get to tuck your way out. I think you know that.
What are you coming around here for? I mean, not that I don't like your company. Company, you know. Sorry, I'll be. No, best be. Excuse me.
Right, Xander, you won't be fixed. Just put back. Fuck.
And here I thought it was just above par hygiene that made girls smell so clean and laundry flesh. Yeah, laundry flesh.
Hello, Willow, Tara. It's the forgotten orphan child forced to take the feel icky.
And here I thought it was just above par hygiene that made girls smell so clean, laundry fresh. This doesn't look like a tongue twister, but it is.
That was a summoning spell. This is a transfiguration. This is a transforming. Transfiguration. Jesus.
I'm gonna do that again. I'm really sorry about that one, guys. It's so hard to work out my motivation. I really had way too much fun talking to myself. All right. Let's be smacking myself.
A dead husband's taking over the widows. Try it again. The widows. Dead husband's taking over the widows. Fathers living out their wives in their sons' bodies. But in that case, their souls were transferred. Transferred. Boy, I'm having a hard time speaking.
I saw him last night. He bumped into me on my way to...
Similar, yes. But in that case, their souls were transferred. Transferred. What the hell?
Giles is very... Blech. Let's try that again.
The D-Book simply pushes out the host. The host, so...
Everyone, please. Fuck.
Old baggy trousers. Lime green thong. Glass of eggnog?
I'm sure Spike isn't gonna be Mr. Flauto Mulch. Oh, Fount. That makes more sense. Shock and appall.
Lesbian? Wait, what? Lesbians? But, wait, you never said
the hundreds of spirits longing for revenge on the... And then that. She keeps messing up.
So wait, you lied to me that time?
Episode 10, scene 18. Spike. It's over here. It's over here. Sorry, it's over there.
Whoa. Somebody lied during Truth or Dare.
Xander, we better get my...
Wait, lesbians?
Yay, another... Scene 10, scene 19. I can't even say which scene it is.
Whoa. Wait.
Ozma or Ozma? I'll say both.
Hold on, back up. When were you on the island of Lesbos?
That's about right. Sure is his style, meeting Oblivion to escape his woes.
Uh-oh, seems like somebody lied during Truth or Dare.
Fuck, there's noise in the background, isn't there?
Let me guess, it's all about a woman. Ouch! You hit me! Will you hold still? I did an accent there, I don't know why I did that. Let me do that again.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, they're having a party in the backyard.
So that's how you told me to do what I did with my tongue that time.
If these suck, just email me and I'll do it again. In a quieter place, with no parties.
Wait, that didn't even make sense in the English. Oh, so that's how you were able to draw that diagram for me. Thank you.
What did you want me to pass on to Enya? Was it Caribbean Blue that you wanted to hear? Or maybe one of her other toe-tapping hits, such as, Orinoco Flow? Or maybe the duet she did with Yanni or John Tesh?
That's a joke that really only makes sense to me. That was a short scene.
More wailing from Xander. I'm not thick. I know what's going on here. You think if you go me...
Swish and flick.
Oh, I don't know about this. Okay.
That looks nothing like me. It's all... It's head... Blah, blah, blah. That was kind of a weird scream. Try my... What was the name of that famous scream? I can't even remember. No, I'm just kidding.
Dawn comes first! Those helpless bystanders aren't my responsibility! I don't see you
Is that really all my lines?
Fuck.
I like shouting!
Yes. I need a drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regrettably.
Oh, God.
Hold on, the phone is ringing. Hey, could somebody get the phone?
The real phone.
The phone that doesn't cut out every few minutes. Take a name and number for me. Unless it's Ashley. Then don't take a number, because I know her number.
Oh. To deal with that Ashley person. Yeah, fuck her.
That is like the
if
opposite.
It's for me, just take
okay, wait, how old is everybody here that I'm talking to? Because I need to know, like, how much I can get.
Well, I'm 21, so, I just live with my mother and father.
Wait, what? Excellent.
I'm 5.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you, and all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes.
Come on, Xander takes one for the team all the time.
Notice that a rare talisman we had in stock matched the description in this books.
Let's hope nobody gets possessed by a coyote and starts going through the... Let's hope nobody gets possessed by a coyote... Ugh.
You always speaking good English here. Imagine the description in this here's books.
Oh, I know. It might be in one of the caves. They're underground. No.
They should all be located... Bah.
Fuck. I got mush mouth tonight.
But that's no longer enough for her. Alright, try that again without the shuffling of paper. It wasn't even my idea, okay? That was bad.
Yes, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. Yeah, I'm afraid I must use the little jazz room myself.
We'll try that again. Wasn't even my idea to run away here. That was horrible. We'll try that again.
These are the same spirits These are the same spirits the Navajo would call upon to protect them. Wow, Navajo. Can you imagine how hard it is to say Navajo than for just... Navajo. Yes, quiet. Try it one more time before mangling. Shit. I say, I bloody well can't get it out. My tongue is all wrapped around my teeth.
A toast to the cruel vindictive...
Who is this person that typed up the script? Damn it!
I spoke to a woman in your Please employ me. This whole Vampire Underground thing just, you know, isn't working out for me. I love a job at the Magic Box. We're a unit. Working to the...
Shadow Puppets.
So we're doing fascinating.
I'm a vampire.
I wish you'd stop telling me what to do all the time, Willow. It's irritating. You became...
I have pushed the record button.
Woohoo!
So here is, episode 16-3 for, Angel. Yeah.
This course of action, it is, like, set.
I wonder if you can hear the baby in the background. Let's hope not.
Anya.
I slept in a coffin, and you know what pricey decent... How a pricey a decent cax...
Joe. Yeah. And see.
Willow.
Buffy Between the Lines, April. April the first episode. Really? Me either. Get out. Don't say this. Really? Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh, holy crap.
Bitch, you better go fast.
Like Warwick Davis is in this scene.
I'm a dork.
Grr. Arg.
William.
Dirt's pretty old. Dirt's like, planet. Okay, Dirt is actually older than the planet, because, okay, so 5 billion, and then, that's a lot of billions. You're pretty old, dude. I'm older than I want to be. Sigh less. Damn the phone. Antiquated technology. Woohoo!
What are you trying to say, love? I think I'm doing okay.
I remember your name. Condensation is a... Try it again.
Get my Anya on. It's been a while.
Spike scene!
Try that again.
No. I'm suddenly having bad flashbacks to the time...
It'll be gone soon. No other kids will have to suffer going to hell or not. Going to hell.
Episode 10, scene 30.
Oh, 30 scene. Anya, Willow didn't mean anything. We're just worried about the... Anya, Willow didn't mean... thanks.
It's a wonderful capitalist scheme cooked up by the clothing manufacturer in Manana.
Ire celerater nunc. Ire in posse et adn... Ire celeriter nunc. Ire impasse et abi nullum sugnere. Ire celeriter nunc. I'm just tripping over it. I know how it goes, I think, in my head, but it just is foreign.